kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kwento ng pakikipagsapalaran, hamon at tagumpay. Ito ang Pinoy's in Australia.
Ngayong buwan ng Pebrero, ipinagdiriwang ang Araw ng Mga Puso. Bilang bahagi ng ating Pinoy's in Australia series, kakapanayamin natin ang mag-asawa mula Canberra na sina Emmy at Joseph Gasendo. Alamin natin ang kanilang natatanging love story at ang pagmamahal din nila na maglingkod sa mga kababayan natin dito sa Kapitolyo. Magandang araw sa inyo, Tito Joseph and Tita Emmy.
Magandang araw din sa iyo, Daniel.
Okay, so pag-usapan na natin yung love story ninyo, no? Kailan at papaano kayo nagkakilala? So si Tito Joseph ay galing sa Iloilo at si Tita Emmy naman ay galing sa Pangasinan. Paano kayo nagkakilala and was it love at first sight?
Galing ako sa Bacolod, not Iloilo, pero nagkita kami many years ago, 1973, as batchmates sa Philippine Science High School sa Diliman. Pero hindi kami naging classmates. 35 years after that event, naka-base na ako sa Australia and I decided to join an online chat group for a reunion with my PSHS friends. That's how I got to know Emmy better. I actually mistook her online for someone else whom I also knew. So I wrote her such a charming email that she must have immediately realized my mistake. So I was so embarrassed nung na-realize ko. But Emmy's such a gracious person, as you know. And when she first responded, she never actually pointed out my error. So that was the start of our online email conversation and really the beginnings of our getting to know each other very well.
Oh, so nagkakilala kayo sa Philippine Science High School noong early 1970s. So Tita Emmy, nung una mo nakita si Tito Joseph, may sparks na ba o wala pa?
Kasi bale after high school na, our lives took its separate ways, no? As we moved from adolescence to adulthood. And then after three decades of living separately, separate lives, nagka-reconnect nga kami. And we started writing each other regularly. So we became very good friends. And friendship became the parang treasured foundation of our love story, no? The friendship deepened into love and trust and romance. And that was all due to the power and charm of words. Kasi si Joseph talaga very compelling and witty and persuasive writer. I was swept away, no? Pero when we first met in 2007, we met as friends, no? And so on. But again, the writing continued kasi bumisita lang siya sa Pilipinas sandali. And then bumalik na ulit sa Australia. Nagtatrabaho kami pareho. So nagpatuloy ulit pa rin yung long distance relationship pero lumalim ng lumalim at naging pag-ibig.
Oh, so sabi nyo nga, you first fell in love with his writing, no? So hundreds of emails were exchanged nung nagkakita kayo ng 2007, between 2007 and 2010. Ngayon, Tita Emmy, I know that you had a very lucrative career in the Philippines, similarly with Joseph dito sa Australia. Pero syempre si Joseph, pumunta dito sa Australia noong 1982. So medyo matagal na siya dito. Noong lumipat ka dito, Tita Emmy, noong 2010, naging madali ba sa'yo yung adjustment? Lalo pat you were already working at the Ateneo de Manila University, chair ka ng bagong institute doon, yung Psychology Institute na ginawa. Pakikwento naman po sa amin yan.
So, dahil nga Joseph and I shared many funny and sometimes sad details of our daily lives with each other through the emails, by the time I moved to Canberra to be with him, I felt like I already knew intimately, you know, the community that he was part of, friends, his hobbies, and so forth. So it was easy to adjust because he had already painted in words the world that we would share together here. Parang
Wow.
kilala ko na yung bahagi ng mundong ito. At saka syempre, very supportive si Joseph. Parang handang-handa na talaga ako na lumipat dito sa Canberra. Tapos later on naman, when I started working sa ANU, eh, academic setting siya, di ba? So it's very similar to the university life na nakagisnan ko na mula nung pagkabata ko sa UP, sa Ateneo, even in the US when I did my PhD. So madaling-madali ang transition para sa akin. Although that is not to deny, syempre, na marami sa ating mga kababayan ay kakaibang karanasan, di
Oo
ba?
naman.
At may mga challenges silang na-encounter sa pag-a-adjust. Isa rin yan sa mga dahilan kung bakit active nga kami sa mga community groups na nagnanais tumulong sa mga Pinoy na magkaroon ng mas mabuting buhay dito sa Australia.
Dumating kayo dito sa Australia noong 1993 to advance your studies after teaching sa, tama ba, De La Salle University sa Pilipinas. Because by profession, isa kayong chemical engineer. So nung dumating po kayo dito sa Australia, kamusta po naman yung, sa inyo naman, yung adjustment nyo? May kasama po ba kayo nung pumunta kayo dito? How was your experience as an international student?
So, as an international student, okay lang kasi meron akong relatives sa Sydney. So, doon actually ako nakatira sa kanila. So, that was quite good. Hindi ako nakakatapos ng studies because there were some problems with my
Advisor.
supervisor.
Oh.
So, I went back to the Philippines for a while. Nagturo pa ulit ako doon and then later returned to Australia as a permanent resident. So, when I in 1998, I actually got married to my first wife, whose name was Rachel, and we were together for only 6 years before she passed away in Canberra in 2003. So meron na rin ako experience ng married life before I met Lord Emmy. I can only say that I was a different person when I was single. I was also a different person when I was with Rachel then, and also different to compared to how I am now with Emmy.
So it was a second shot at love pala. Itong love story ninyo.
So life experiences, including experiences with relationships, tend to make us better people as we age. And I hope I've been a good partner to Emmy and just a better person overall in my part of the world.
May first marriage kayo. Kamusta naman nung dumating dito si Tita Emmy sa Canberra, sa Australia? Paano yung naging dynamics ng inyong pagsasama?
It was quite ibang-iba kasi yung, as I've said before, iba yung relationship ko with my first wife, iba din yung klaseng tao si Emmy. So we both had to adjust to each other. And but always there was respect and love, so that was what sort of
And the
helped us
friendship,
through.
yes. Oh,
We
yung
enjoyed
pagkakaibigan
life.
nyo eh. Oh. Siyempre, you've reconnected after so many years, di ba?
And best
So,
namin ang isa't isa.
best of friends. Bukod sa inyong mga successful careers as a public servant at academics, ano yung mga iba nyo pang pinagkakaabalahan sa Canberra?
Kung ako lang, I've been involved with the Philippine-Australian Association of the ACT. At saka meron ding isang group called the Canberra Pinoy Advocacy Group, which is slightly more political. And then, of course, the ANU Studies Group.
Philippine Studies Group.
ANU Philippine Studies Group. And other than that, meron din ako mga pinag-aabalahan na iba, including, for example, currently, I'm in talks to revive Rondanihan, which is an ACT-based Filipino Rondalia or string orchestra. So we're organizing a rondalia workshop here in Canberra in April for anyone interested in learning to play the bandurria or any other indigenous Filipino string instrument. So for listeners here, if you're interested, you can get in touch with me if you want to join in the classes or help with the teaching.
Oh, so hindi lang pala kayo magaling sa hard science, no? And I heard nag-work kayo sa Australian Taxation Office at inaral niyo pa yung taxation law dito sa Australia and you're also musically inclined. Kumakanta rin pala kayo.
Yes.
So for the last 20 years, I've been singing sa isang a cappella group called the Canberra Chordsmen Chorus. This is a quite a good group. We placed third in our category in the national competitions last year. I've also been singing with the Canberra Men's Chorus during the last couple of years.
So, galing sumulat, magaling kumanta,
Oo nga.
magaling
Hindi na
magluto.
lang po siya yung
Kaya
magaling
pala na-in-love si Tita Emmy. Oh, eh kayo
magluto.
naman Tita Emmy.
Oh,
So, nagtuturo kayo sa Australian National University. And
oh.
alam ko, eh, active din kayo sa Filipino community dito sa Canberra. So, ano naman yung mga ginagawa nyo bukod
Katulad
sa
ni Joseph.
pagtuturo?
Oh, so katulad ni Joseph, nandun din ako sa PAA at nandun ako sa Canberra, sa CPAG, Canberra Pinoy Advocacy Group. At saka merong isang organization called Kababaihang Rizalista, in which pinag-aaralan namin at pinapropagate namin talaga yung mga ideas ni Dr. Jose Rizal. At ako rin yung convener nga ng Philippine Studies Group. So malaking bahagi ng buhay ko yung pag-showcase ng scholarship ng mga Pinoys dito sa Australia at even non-Pinoys who are studying Philippine culture and Philippine politics and Philippine economics. So as naiimbita ka nga namin, Daniel, dito halos buwan-buwan nag-o-organize ako ng seminars para makapag-present ng mga research nila at mga pag-aaral nila itong mga dalubhasang Pinoy at mga non-Pinoys na interesado sa Pilipinas.
Marami kayong mga interests no between you and Tito Joseph. So bukod diyan eh mahilig din kayo sa libro, sa music at even sa papapanood ng tennis no. Talagang mga mga die-hard fans kayo.
Yan. Ako taga-cheer lang. Si Joseph naglalaro actually ng tennis. Pero ako, taga-sigaw lang.
So si Tito Joseph was recently honored no sa prestigious Filipino Australian Leadership Award by the Filipino Communities Council of Australia o PhilCA for his leadership. Bakit po importante sa inyong dalawa na maglingkod sa ating mga kababayan?
Dahil marami na rin akong nadaanan bilang new migrant dito sa Australia. And the other thing that I've noticed is halos walang napakonti ng political representation ng mga Pinoy dito sa Australia in general. So gusto ko rin makatulong sa pag advance ng interests ng Filipino-Australian community.
Eh kayo naman po.
Para sa akin naman, alam mo, siyempre matanda na kami, no? Sa ganitong parte ng buhay, parang living a purposeful life no longer means chasing after money or career success or personal accomplishments. Maswerte kami ni Joseph na nagawa na namin lahat yan. So, ito ang panahon na hindi na tayo kailangang nakatuon sa ating sarili, but giving back to the community, no? At magbahagi ng oras, ng lakas, ng mga idea para mag-thrive naman ang iba. At sa totoo lang, bahagi na rin ito ng sinasabi naming love story namin ni Joseph, that is, yung love story din namin with Canberra itself. At ang pagmamahal namin sa bahagi ng mundong ito that has become our second home, no? At ng pagmamahal namin sa very vibrant Pinoy community na nakatira dito. Nakakapagod din ang pagsisilbi, but it's all about love na siya nga daw nagpapaikot sa mundo, no? Yan ang theme natin
Oo.
sa Valentine, di ba?
Oo, tama naman
Pagmamahal.
yun. So, madami na kayong na-achieve, no, na individually at magkasama. Ano-ano pa yung mga gusto ninyong ma-achieve o magawa together after being married for more than a decade?
Well, I think gaya ng most couples, we want to live a longer life at a happy life. Pero this year, kung meron mo kaming plano, we really want to take a break sa aming mga usual activities this year. So, ilang years na hindi kami nakaka-travel. Gusto namin mag-travel muna this year if we can.
Yung PAA that we have been involved with since 2015, isa siya sa pinakaunang community organizations dito sa Canberra, no? Mag-celebrate na nga kami ng 50 years next year, yung organization. Kaya very stable na yung asosasyon na ito at kahit hindi na president si Joseph, it's in very, very good hands. But at the same time, ito namang CPAG ay bagong-bagong organization. So parang para sa amin o para sa akin, gusto ko na siguro mas i-direct yung aming energy dun sa SIPAG dahil mahalagang mahalaga yung advocacy namin dito at gusto naming i-grow no itong organization na to, lalo na ipagpatuloy yung paglaban sa korupsyon sa Pilipinas na kahit malayo tayo sa ating inang bansa, alam damang-dama natin ang epekto no ng korupsyon, at SIPAG is at the forefront of continuing these efforts na iparinig ang boses natin kahit na malayo tayo.
Panghuling tanong ko na lang po, ano yung ma-advise nyo doon sa mga katulad nyo na naging magkaklase nung bata, tapos ng ibang bansa, yung isa sa kanila, and then they were reunited. They married and kakapakasal lang nila. So ano ba yung mensahe nyo for a long-lasting marriage and a happy marriage?
So we've only been married 15 years. So only hindi naman ganun ka compared sa ibang marriages. Our marriage is very, very strong. Our bonds are very, very strong.
I think yung shared bonds from yung sa sinasabi nga na magkababata kayo. So we grew up in the decade na walang cellphone, walang remote sa TV, walang technology. So all of those shared experiences, I think, is at the foundation nga of our relationship. But at the same time, we've grown and now very, very techy si Joseph, yung ganon. So marami kami mga shared adventures, no? Even as we are growing older, you know, the future is very exciting and still full of, hopefully, surprises.
Nais nyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.